Hello everyone, welcome to episode 26 of the Malaysian Student Podcast. Today, it's a bit of a special one because it's the last episode for the year of 2021. And for today, I'm being joined by Xinru.
Hello!
Well, you may remember, she's been on the podcast a lot of times, I think 5 times.
Yeah.
At least 5 times. And Derek.
Hello everyone, my name is Derek.
Well, you may remember appeared on our episode which we talk about games, video games. Check that out if you haven't. It's in our channel, I don't know what episode is it already lah. Go find yourself. Okay, so for today's episode, we'll be talking about online scams. Now, online scams, well, there's a lot of scams out there. Like the more famous one, let's just say, you got scams about like love scammers or fake person scammers or those like mystery shopper or like employment scams. Is that what they call? Or those scams? They send you like a link to what, free iPhone or what, free iPad, all those. You can see a lot of those online, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't think any of us have actually fallen for those scams. So today we'll be talking more about the scams that aren't so famous or popular around Malaysia lah, generally.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, let's start things off first. What is your most notable experience with online scams? Xinru, do you want to start first? Share your experience.
Well, I got scammed once. Like, it's from a Facebook link. It's saying like, I don't know, some kind of like, you have those like, character tests? Is that what we always see? Yeah, personality test. Then it's like, oh, do you want to have your own personality test? I was like, oh, okay. Then I just didn't even think more. Like, I would just click in. I got clicked in, like, just got hacked. Straight away got hacked. Well, that was very annoying. Very unpleasant. I'm being very angry until now, although I already settled this problem, but I still can't forget. Like, after that, I didn't really press into any website that says personality test, because I don't trust that anymore.
Those links are.
Yeah, that's those links. I'm young, man. I was from one that time. Well, I don't even think much about like it's a scam or what.
Oh, okay. Then do you manage to recover back your account?
Yeah, I gotta recover my account. Then I forgotten my. Actually, I recovered my account, but at last I forgot what is my account password. Then I ended up like can't go into my Facebook for a long time.
Just create a new one.
What?
Create a new account.
No, I can't create a new account. I have a lot of friends, like primary friends, primary school friends, like tuition friends, a lot of friends that I don't really have in touch much. And if I make a new account, then I lost all the memories inside Facebook that I had before. I can't dare to lose it, so yeah. So I don't even want to make a new account. But I did recover that back now.
Oh, that's good. At least you managed to recover it back. Yeah, sometimes yeah. When this kind of Facebook account, I cannot scam, cannot recover one.
Bye bye.
Yeah. What about you, Derek?
I have been scammed once. Then last time, also in Facebook, I saw a link that said, buy a DJI drone. The drone just only for 200 ringgits.
Ooh.
Then I trust it. But after I bought it, it went a mini DJI, you know, very, very mini.
I just got a China brand one.
Yes, China. Oh, I straight away I cry. I contact the salesman. They blocked me already.
Oh.
I am risking 200 plus in that skin.
Oh.
Since that time, I never bought anything on Facebook because I never trust Facebook again.
Facebook very, very hard one to actually get the actual stuff.
Facebook has a lot of scams.
A lot of scams. Wow. For me, I got scammed on Steam. Steam, this was actually very recent. Do you guys know Steam, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Steam is basically a online platform where you can buy video games from. It's one of the largest video game type platform on where you can buy video games. One of the largest one out there. Though. So basically on Steam, I was one day watching YouTube though, and then suddenly this guy come onto Discord and message me. Hang on, let me pull up. I got screenshot of the conversation. Hang on.
Wow, you even screenshot the conversation.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, they just started with saying, "Hey, is this your Steam account?" And then they link my Steam account profile. And then I replied, "Yeah." And then I say, "Yeah, what's up, lah?" And then the guy continued saying, "Okay, He said, okay, because I accidentally reported that account for doing an illegal purchase on Steam, which I know is a mistake. I accidentally reported that account instead of someone, which the Valve admin, the Valve is basically the company who owns Steam. Lah. Valve admin mm-hmm. said that your account would be permanently banned. Then he sent me a screenshot of the report. Lah. So it's quite trustable one, like make it very trustable. Lor.
Yeah, even a screenshot. Wow.
If you want to see a screenshot, I can send you later.
Okay.
Then I replied, okay, so what should I do? Lah, and all those usual stuff. Lor. And then he said, oh, very sorry, lor. Hope you're not at me. I try to explain to them, but they won't listen since you're on an account. You got to explain to them. Lah. Then I said, okay, and so who do I contact? And then he sent me he sent me the link, not link, like the Discord name to this so-called Valve admin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went over there and messaged this Valve admin lah. And then I just said like someone blah 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 mistakenly reported this and that. And then he asked me for my email. I'll give him my email because it's normal. Lah. And then he went on. Okay, now this is the part where I should have stopped already. Because he said, please go onto your mobile Steam mobile app lah, and give him the code, lah, like a two-factor authentication lah, if you guys know. There's a code on a mobile app lah, that we got code there to access your mm-hmm. account one. And then he tell me to give it to him. At that point, I should have stopped already, but I don't know why I did not. So I gave him the code, and after that, he changed my password and everything. Then after that, he said he fixed the problem already. Fixed the problem. I'm trying to go and log in my account. Cannot already. So and then after that, I was like, oh shit, I've been scammed. Of my account. But luckily
then
the...
Did you get your account back?
Yeah, I emailed Steam, the Steam support, the actual one. Then within a few hours, they managed to get my account back. Luckily. I spent all money on the account one, so lucky I got back.
Oh, I thought your game will be scammed also. Then you cannot play all your game already. Then nobody can play with TTF me already.
No, GTA, I got it for free from Epic Games one. I didn't pay.
Oh, yeah, you get free.
But lucky I got my Steam account back because yeah, I spent a lot of money on that one.
Never mind, like, you're very rich one.
No, I'm not that rich.
You must know a problem that we are still using our parents' money, you know?
Yeah,
you are totally got scolded by our parents, you know?
Wow, very rich one.
No, like, yes, I spend money, but if I cannot scam for my account, I cannot buy back all the games one. Oh my god, I spend so much money.
Then you will cry, ah.
Yeah, lah. You know how much I spend.
Of course, we'll cry,
It's three figures one day.
Oh, yo, three figures.
This is very concerning, actually.
Wow, so rich.
I would cry for that, because I lost all my money that I spent on a game. Yes.
Why?
And I don't do that often.
Spend money in game. Don't spend money in game. But very waste money.
Not in game, but on game. It's fun to play one. Okay. Anyways. So yeah, that's I'm pretty sure that's like a scam that not a lot of people heard before lah. And remember, Steam, they will only contact you through email one. They won't contact you through Discord or whatever. So yeah, don't fall for those kind of Discord scams or whatever. And also another scam I've been seeing around, because I play Valorant, and I also got joined those like Valorant Discord servers or whatever. Every now and again, like someone will message me on Discord. Discord. And then saying like, we hosted this Valorant competition, whatever. Click this link to join.
What?
You must pay like $10
that?
Or whatever. Yeah, la, you must pay like $10 to enter this competition. It's like, what is this bullshit?
So you paid $10 to go into that competition?
No la, scammer. Give me link to join, like what is this?
It shouldn't be, right?
I'm pretty sure it's a scam one, this kind of competition thing.
Valorant will do something like that?
No, because it's like outside one, not from Valorant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Speaking of games, have you guys been like scammed like in game or anything like games related type of scams?
I scammed people before.
Good. Last year.
Okay, this guy is being okay.
I scammed Alicia Kang. My
really
best friend. I scammed her a lot of skin.
I would totally tell her to listen to this.
Oh, want a skin?
Now, yes. A lot. If
how do you scam? How do you scam her? Do you want to say it exactly? How?
I say, Alicia, this skin very good. Oh, look very nice. Oh, you want free me or not? You want give me or not? Buy me for
then
one.
She trusted you.
I said you buy me. I can bring you up to the ring. That means let her bring her winner.
Can
then carry, I can carry her. And then he trusts me. He trusts me. he really buy one for me.
And then do you carry her?
No.
Right, I hope she doesn't remember this.
She said she will never trust me anymore.
Very nice, very nice.
So next time you also can go scam Blank Gun.
So you guys don't know that. Scams. Even your friend can scam you one. You just don't know. You just don't treat it as a scam.
Alicia Khan got a lot of money. And Alicia Khan was stupid. So can then you scam easily lah. You can go try lah, Sinu.
No, I won't. I don't even play games. Come on. The only game I play is Minecraft.
Minecraft got sell a lot of things on. I got a lot of skins and maps.
I can teach you how to scam in another way.
Fact that I play Minecraft only and she plays Wangzhe only. This is a very big problem that I can't scam her, you know?
Alicia Khan got a lot of money, can let you scam one.
She's using her parents' money if I'm not mistaken.
How I know?
Okay.
That's how scammers think. That they're like, whose money? I don't care, so I managed to get money.
Okay. As long as I manage to get money, then whose money is that? I don't care.
Yes, of course, like this one.
Okay.
Now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
So yeah, online scams are just not only just the typical scams you hear around. There's a lot of other scams that you don't really hear much about unless you are actively part of that specific community lah.
Sometimes they scam you like just they know what your interest is and they'll scam you with that certain thing.
Yeah. Right. Now that we've shared our experience, but who do you think should be blamed for these scams? Should the scammers be blamed for it or should the victims be blamed for this kind of scams?
I think both.
Both. What about Derek?
Same answer with Singu.
Oh, interesting. Why? Any reason for it?
There's one word in Chinese. Curiosity kills cats. You're the cat. And you're having curiosity. Since you tap into the website, it's because you're curious of it. Okay? If you're not curious of it, it will scam you.
Singiru, your microphone always got that sound.
Really? Wait.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay, then I have to record that again.
Never mind. Should be cool. Okay. Okay, that again?
Because the scammer was not moral. In Chinese, we said not moral. Why you need to scam people then? If you need money, you go earn yourself. Like, why you need to scam people? People got the money using their way, they're not easy. Why you just scam people? Why they want to scam people? And the people who scammed, that one is called stupid. Not stupid. Sometimes it's a bit greedy or like things are cheap. Like cheap things. Like me lah. The DJI drone, normal price 2,000 and above. Then I can got it at 200. My mother told me that that one is scam, but I never trust her. So I'm a scammer. So I think both also have wrong.
Both should be blamed.
I think.
Yep. Just another question that I will ask. Do you think that school should teach students more about online scams and how to avoid these kind of things? Because I'm sure our school did talk about like scam, online scams or whatever lah, but they don't really...
We have some chapters.
Yeah, they don't really go in detail about it. They don't show like examples or whatever is it. It's just like talking about just the normal one lah. Do you think our school should show examples of the different scams, especially now with technology and everything?
Well, if they got scammed before, they have the example. But this kind of example is not easy to say, like, scammers is all around you, so you can't know which is a scammer.
True.
So I think it's just like, you must be aware of for ourselves then.
Yeah. Right, let's move on to the last question for today. What advice or what steps should be taken by you yourself and others around you if they find themselves in a situation like scams or whatever, or be facing like a potential scam? What do you think that he or she should do, or yourself?
I think, like, you must be aware for yourself. You don't trust things that is not very make sense. But sometimes you can't avoid that. But if you really got scammed, please try to contact, like, the real, like, if you got scammed by from Facebook or Instagram, you must go report to the Instagram and Facebook, the official one.
Okay. What about you, Derek?
Actually, my cousin, every time he has been scammed a lot of time already. And I will see the amount. If the amount was less, then I will just say, never mind, I just think that you just took the money and buy a lesson. Never trust people easily. But the amount is large, like maybe 1,000 and above, then I will maybe take some action. We'll contact MCMC, the Malaysia Internet, the Internet Therapy, that one. I don't know, departure, Malaysia departure for the Malaysia departure, Internet departure.
We will have a link to their website down below the description.
Yes, okay. And I have contacted them before and I managed to got back money. So if anyone has been scammed, you can contact them. But not too small amount, maybe like $10, $10. They won't bother you. maybe 1,000 above they will do
what?
Yeah. But
how about 100?
100, you just think that buy a lesson, just buy a lesson.
Wow.
Like a treat as like a expensive lesson.
Why?
Expensive lesson. Don't easily contact them. They have a lot of case need to settle. So if you contact them with a small amount, small figure, I think they will not reply you. But yeah. Also after you contact them, you also can make a report to the like Singular Sam, a report to Facebook or Instagram or the platform, the developer, so that they can block to prevent other people get scammed again. Yeah. That's all.
Good to know. So yeah, we will have the link for it. The website that Derek mentioned just now down in the description below. You guys can go ahead and check it out. Even if you haven't been scammed before, I think it's good to check out the website lah. See, like, maybe you can learn something new from it.
Dude, they're telling them to get scammed, is it?
No, the Malaysia, the website lah, the link that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like you're telling them to tap in any random website to get scammed and get one lesson.
The link we provide is legit one, not scam one.
Okay.
If it's scam one, then someone in the podcast team is getting fired.
Okay.
Okay. So for me, I would just say have a bit of like a common sense. I don't think like in this world there's no such thing as like a free gift or whatever. Because most of the times like people give free things, you usually have to, even if you don't have to pay, you usually have to like do something to enter the competition or whatever. Like people won't just randomly email you or message you like, oh, you want this, you win that. Yeah, most of the time you have to do something to enter the competition and luck as well. So yeah. Oh, and whenever people ask you for like, actually this is one scam that I should talk about lah. When any like when you do the report or your account got problem or whatever lah, or someone messages you that your account got problem or whatever, any official, like let's just say take Instagram for example, Instagram like official Instagram people they won't ask you for your account password one. At most they'll ask you for your email. They won't ask you for password. No company in the world they will ask you for your account password one.
Yeah, true.
This one is especially for banks or for like bank people in future when you get a bank credit card or whatever, they won't ask you for PIN number, they won't ask you for your password, anything. They won't ask for that. So yeah, if someone asks you for your password or PIN number, whatever, that's an obvious sign it's a scam.
Yes, man. Then I think Alicia also scammed me. He every time asked me my bank password.
Well, that's another problem, yeah.
That's a friend issue. That's a friend issue,
yeah,
already.
Friend issue, yeah.
Oh, my password, she also know how. I think I need to change already.
Yeah, change it.
050113 this password.
What the f-
Dude. Cut this.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if your friends give us your password, then you got a problem with him already, him or her.
Yeah, she asked me my debit card password, and then she straight away go to swipe. Oh my god. Then my card debit. Very good friend at this one.
Like for real?
Yes lah, for real lah.
Oh my god, you two are really... Okay.
Exposed.
All my password, she know. Because all my password are the same.
And you change,
okay. Well, that's okay, that's very...
You're gonna change it already.
Okay, beep the point that he said his he said his number.
Okay.
Huh, Siro, you don't know my password?
It's your phone number.
For
no
real.
La.
No, that's someone's and some things, you know. Yeah.
Actually, Zheng Kang, his password, his default password is his phone number.
Oh my gosh. Wait, do you guys often forget your passwords or what?
I don't remember so much.
Well, okay.
Password all puts in very good, very easy to memorize.
Yeah, true.
All my password are the same. Computer, true. Laptop, phone number, bank account, all same.
Okay. This is too much information. Okay.
Too much information. I mean, yeah. So back to what I was saying, like that those kind of like big companies, they won't ask for your password one. So yeah. And also some like let's just say for example like Shopee lah, you got some problem with Shopee, they also won't ask you for like what credit card information or whatever one. Those kind of online shops they already have your credit card information one, they won't ask you again. At most they'll ask you to confirm your name or your order ID or whatever. So yeah, just to let you guys know.
Okay.
All right then. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we end?
Not really.
Any more funny stories, experience, whatever?
Please.
Don't trust your friend.
Okay. Okay.
Especially like friends like Kanga, Alicia.
Oh my gosh, she haven't even been on the podcast. I think.
I think.
Now most of the listeners already know there's someone called Kanga.
Yes, Alicia. Kanga. I think next time Gohao, you should invite her for a special guest. Let everybody know who is Kanga, and then they will know. Oh, this one, scammer.
Oh my god. This is a little bit of friendship issues. Okay.
You know, I wasn't expecting this when I invited you onto the podcast.
Yeah.
I think when she go to listen this episode, oh my god, my phone. Definitely.
Sure. Come straight away, come and find you, I tell you. Oh, you're gonna have some.
Of course, you will come to find me.
You have some problems already.
Oh my god. I need to think another way how to depo her already.
Oh my gosh. Why?
Okay. And on that bombshell, I think that's a good way to conclude our episode 26.
Don't trust your friend.
Okay,
don't trust
stop.
Okay.
Yeah, this is.
You get it. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you guys, everyone, for. Thank you to all the listeners here for your support throughout our. How long has this podcast been going on for? Like 6 months already? Yeah, thank you for everything this year. Thank you to our friends, you guys as well, our guests who appeared on our podcast. Thank you so much.
I appeared for 5 times, yes.
At least.
I'm gonna I'm gonna turn more like next year.
Oh, next year. Actually, we are our podcast is actually having some changes for next year. Changes I can't say now because we're still discussing about it.
I know, there's a little spoiler, okay?
Yeah,
we don't have spoilers.
We're still discussing about it. What's it? By the time you're listening to this, I think, I don't know when they will announce it, but we will be announcing our changes to podcast on our Instagram. Link for it is in the description below. Be sure to check it out. Follow us there. Oh yeah, and also we're doing like Instagram live as well right now. I don't know what Instagram live I would be doing, but yeah, I'm gonna have Instagram live every now and again. I don't know what it's about. Yeah, check it out. Follow us so you know when we're going live on Instagram.
Last time I go, Felicia was talking about politics, and Adam, they do talking about politics
on the live Instagram live.
Yes. Yesterday night.
For context, we're recording this on the 19th of December. So yesterday was 18th December. So yeah. Head over to Instagram to stay tuned for any updates. I'm not sure whether we'll be posting the updates on the YouTube channel. We'll see. Still a work in progress. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. Thank you, Singu and Derek, for appearing on the podcast today.
Yay!
Guo Hao, I really miss you. Hope to see you in next year.
Oh my god.
We'll talk about that after the recording. Let me finish first.
Okay.
Thank you guys, especially you guys, the listeners, for your support throughout our 6 months of being on the internet. And stay safe out there. Don't always go outside, drink more water, always sanitize your hands.
Stay home, stay safe.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone, and we will see you all next year. Bye bye.